Joe Biden signs stack of executive orders to roll back Donald Trump agenda. By Charlie Spiring on January 20, 2021. President Joe Biden signed a stack of executive orders on Wednesday, immediately rolling back some of former President Donald Trump's top priorities. The president signed three executive orders in front of the press as he sat next to a stack of folders which he intended to sign afterward. "I thought with the state of the nation today, there's no time to waste," Biden said, noting that he wanted to get to work immediately. There were at least 15 folders stacked on Biden's desk. Biden signed executive orders mandating masks on federal property, ordering support for underserved communities to ensure equity and equality in healthcare and other areas, and an order reversing the Trump administration's decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. The president's press wranglers swiftly escorted the media out of the room after Biden finished his remarks, despite multiple questions from reporters. According to the White House, Biden also signed orders revoking President Trump's travel ban and revoked the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. Another order ended Trump's declaration of a national emergency on the border, terminating funds for the construction of the wall and ordering a pause in construction within 7 days. He also ordered the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice to preserve and fortify the DACA amnesty for illegal aliens brought to the United States as children. One order directed a review of immigration enforcement policies and levels a 100-day pause on most removals from the country. Another order rescinded Trump's ban on transgender military service and rescinded his executive order excluding non-citizens from the 2020 census. He also ordered a pause on President Trump's harmful regulations that were not finalized. Biden also extended moratoriums on evictions, foreclosures, and student loan forbearance as the coronavirus pandemic continues. The president ignored many of the questions from the press but did respond to a question about the letter that former President Donald Trump left him in the Oval Office. "The president wrote a very generous letter," he said, adding that he would not discuss the details of the private letter until he spoke with Trump personally.